Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody, it's your girl, Cy Brown. Thank you so much for checking in with me. Today is a wonderful day, and it is your best day ever. I am so excited and so happy to be before you today. I have some good stuff to report. Let me tell you, this weekend I had a great time hanging out in Baltimore. And I was, I was one of the workshop speakers for Congressman Elijah Cummings' second annual Youth Leadership Summit. Okay, I got it right. It was a great, great event. Big shout out to Keita Wells and Congressman Elijah Cummings and Ty Howard, who made yesterday possible for me and a whole host of other people. I got some good video. I got an interview with B. Smith, and I think I was more excited than, well, I know she probably wasn't that excited to be interviewing with me, but I was super excited to get an interview with B. Smith. She was very, very gracious, and she was just such a wonderful host or a wonderful guest to allow me to interview her on the fly. I got an interview with Ty Howard. Big shout out to Corey Bradford. That's one of my Baltimore homies. He works with Carmelo Anthony's nonprofit organization, and he also works with Congressman Cummings Youth Foundation. So just the whole event yesterday, there's way too many people to name, way too many people to thank. And we had a great room. I mean, we drove down on Sunday and just, you know, got in my car, jumped on the turnpike, had an absolutely great ride. I mean, it was almost like 3 hours to the minute. It was really a breeze, no traffic, nobody was arguing in the car, nobody's beefing. Only one time was I ready to put my 15-year-old out on the highway. And then the other time he was sleeping. So my oldest son didn't go. He had to work. And, you know, right now jobs are very, very scarce. So he stayed home. But it was good. I mean, once we got down there, we checked in. The hotel was a very, very beautiful hotel right on the Inner Harbor in Baltimore. So we checked in. They were, you know, did the luggage thing. You know, I'm a little hoodish sometimes. I'm like, nah, I'm good. I got my luggage. Not thinking that these are the people that are supposed to, you know, kind of take care of your luggage. But we checked in, and then we just walked over to the harbor. I wanted to get in the water and take the boats. Well, I don't know for those of you that are familiar with Baltimore Harbor, they have these little boats. Well, some of them you can paddle with your feet, and I knew that wouldn't be available because it's the middle of the winter. But they have these other boats, and I don't even remember how much it cost or what the charge is. It's very nominal in amount. But it takes you to all these, like, little cities. I don't even know if it's a city, like little sections of the harbor. And we wanted to do that, but I guess it's closed for the season, so we were unable to do that. But we had a great, 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 great view of the entire harbor. So we went over there, and there's this place that makes fudge. And I'm sure it's such a tourist attraction. I mean, it's, you know, they're singing and they're dancing and they're flipping the fudge and they're actually making fudge. So that's pretty cool, just the whole concept of making the fudge. And so we did that, and then we ate at Phillips. And everybody who is from that area is like, Saida, nobody eats at Phillips. That is such a touristy spot. That is such a, like, nobody goes to Phillips to eat. Well, we do, and I guess that's because we're tourists. And that's the same thing I tell people that come to New York. Like, nobody goes to the Statue of Liberty. Nobody goes to the Empire. Well, maybe some people in New York go to the Statue of Liberty, but nobody goes to, like, the Empire State Building and the Staten Island Ferry. Nobody up here does that I know of. And I guess because we take it for granted because we're here all the time. So we did, you know, we went over to Phillips, and my son had the coolest time. You know, you have to tell them to be on your best behavior. He's riding in the elevators, going to the fitness room. He bought his swim trunks to go into the pool until we found out the pool was outside. And asked for the sauna. They didn't have a jacuzzi or anything like that. But we had a good time. We had a really, really good time. And so then that was Sunday. And then I kind of forgot I'm supposed to be working, have to do a workshop the next day. So we got up, and I just saw so many children, so many young people, and to see that Congressman Cummings did so much work, and, well, not just him, but his whole team did so much work to get these young people together. And actually, and I'll talk about this in a minute, my husband has now been inspired to do some type of leadership summit for men because, well, all right, let me get to that in a second. That was more towards the afternoon. Let me start back to the morning. Anyway, we checked in. There were just kids everywhere, and they were so smartly dressed. I mean, these young kids were playing their position. They were on their grind. I mean, nice kids. Everybody was yes, ma'am, no, sir. And I was actually assigned two ambassadors. These two young men walked up to me. Well, one walked up to me. He says, "Are you Miss Brown?" I said, "Yes. Hi, sweetheart. How are you?" And I can't think of his name. He says, "I'm so-and-so, and I'm here to help you today." I was like, wow, this is kind of nice. I said, "You're going to do what?" He said, "I'm just going to follow you around all day. I'll shadow you just to make sure you don't need anything." I was like, oh, this is kind of nice. I like that. So I had two helpers with me all day yesterday. And I mean, these two gentlemen were absolute, absolute dears. They were just the nicest young men. And I sat at one of the head tables, like right by the stage. And I'm actually going to start uploading more footage. I uploaded some to my blog, and I'm going to put more. But because a lot of the footage contains celebrities and high-profile people, I have to get their permission before I can just start posting stuff all over the Internet. Like, I have to make sure I get proper approval from Congressman Cummings' staff before I can pop up my interview. So I have to get clearance for that. But anyway, I was sitting up at the head table with me and other speakers, and so I had direct access to the podium. So I got some really good footage of some of the speakers up there. And the kids were just so nicely dressed and mannerable during breakfast. They actually had a choir, I guess probably from one of the local churches. And you know how the young kids, they all wear the white shirt with the black pants or the black skirt. They sang, and they just lit up the room, and it warms your heart. I mean, you have to have no conscience or no soul or just not be filled with the Holy Spirit to not be moved when you hear young people lifting their voices to the Lord and lifting their voices in praise. It was just so beautiful. So after we had, you know, the opening, oh, hey, Pastor. Y'all know I'm so full of expression and emotion. Pastor Montan McDonald just hit me up in the chat room and put a sigh. Hey, Pastor, I'm glad to see you with us today. You know, I kind of keep my eyes between the switchboard and the chat room. I'm just updating. Thank you so much for joining us, Pastor Montan. Updating the weekend. We talk about politics on Tuesday, so I just thought it was pretty appropriate to talk about the weekend that I had with all the political figures down in Baltimore this past weekend. So that's where we're at in the show. But anyway, after the young people sang, they had an opening keynote, and the opening keynote was facilitated by Kevin Lyles, who is the vice president of Warner Music Group, who, I mean, the story that he told was great. I mean, he opened up with the fact that he was an intern for Def Jam, and then 2 years later or a year later, he became an employee, and then they promoted him, and before you know it, they wanted him to be president, and he said no, but he started preparing himself. You know, preparation is key. A friend of mine always talks about the five P's. Proper preparation prevents poor planning. And so Kevin was sharing how he started. When they first asked him to become the president of Def Jam, and he graciously declined, but at that very moment, he started preparing. He started preparing for one day, I'm going to be president of this label. And so 2 years later, when the time came around again, he accepted and became the president of Warner Music Group. And, you know, he also shared how he was 300 pounds at one point, and he's now 175 pounds, and he looks great. I mean, he looks great. To go from 300 pounds to 175, I was hoping that he would talk more about the weight loss and the discipline that it took to lose the weight, because, you know, you've got a captive audience. There had to be at least 600 children there, and they told me that they had to turn 1,000 away, which is more than double the amount that they had last year. But I was just kind of hoping he shared a little bit more about his experience going through that drastic weight loss, since so many young people are right now struggling with weight and struggling with all of those issues. I kind of wish that that he had talked about that, but he didn't, you know, but it's all good. So he did the opening keynote, which was great. He got everybody ready for the day. Congressman Cummings spoke, just challenged everybody, and as I said, I actually recorded his opening talk to the young people, so I will get that uploaded as soon as I get proper clearance from his office. And then we went into our sessions, and my first session was the one that I facilitated, the workshop that I facilitated was hip-hop's influence on young people, which you all know is right up my alley. So I started with talking about, you know, everybody who listens to the show, I'm always talking about your circle and your core competency and what's your core competency. And so I started the young people off with the circle and what's inside the circle and what influences them. And we started talking about career choices and in so doing, talking about their career choices and the things that influence them. Not once did one person mention anybody or any aspect of hip-hop, which I was like, wow, that's interesting. If, in fact, you all are here and astute enough and ready to go to college and ready to do big things, how can you even entertain doing some of the things that hip-hoppers do, but yet when it really comes down to it, not one child, not one young person mentioned, oh, I'm influenced by hip-hop or anything having to do with pop culture. So I thought that was pretty interesting right there, just because they realize that that's not the way to go. So anyway, after my workshop, which was really, really good, my husband sat in on it, and he actually recorded my workshop as well. I just have to clean it up a little bit, and I'm going to upload that right after today's show. What did we do after that? Oh, we went and had lunch, because at this point, the opening session was for like an hour and a half or maybe 2 hours, and then our workshop was for an hour. So by this time, we were at like around 1 o'clock or something like that. We had our lunch. Lunch was great. During the lunch, they had these beautiful, beautiful, beautiful praise dancers. But I don't know if they were exactly praise dancers, but you know how the praise dancers have the long skirts, but it kind of has a frilly bottom, almost like the Mexican dancers. Hey, True, how are you? Thanks for joining us. How they had the frilly bottoms, but they had on all white, you know, just a sign of purity. It was so beautiful. But at this point, Congressman Cummings, he had to leave because he was he had to go, like, do other media interviews surrounding the weekend, but he was coming back. So during lunch, we were blessed with a whole host, maybe 10 or 15 girls, the liturgical dancers. They danced, and we ate, and it was just really nice because so many of the speakers, they don't keep, in an event such as this, they didn't keep us secluded, which is what I kind of liked. A lot of times when I speak at these events or you have these shindigs with a lot of celebrities and a lot of high-end people, they keep you separated, you know, as if you can't talk to the young people, which blew me away. I'm like, well, you know, for me, if I'm not connecting with the young people who I'm there to influence, then what's the point? So I actually sat amongst the young people, talked to some of the young people, had conversations with them. So, I mean, for me, I want to talk to the young people, and I want to be engaged with them. I'm just reading what True just put in the chat room. Mind my English. How is you feeling? You're a mess. But True, I'm just talking about the weekend that I had. Since Tuesday we talked politics, and I'm going to get into a few political stories anyway today. But just updating everybody on this wonderful weekend that I had with Congressman Elijah Cummings at his Youth Leadership Summit this weekend. So anyway, after lunch, we watched the dancers, had a great, great lunch. And I did my afternoon workshop, and my afternoon workshop, I have to say, was better than the morning workshop. I think because the young people had just eaten. They were a little bit more alert. They were a little bit more awake. And also I had an older group of young people with me in the afternoon session. So in between that, I got an interview with Bea Smith, and I shared that with you. I was really, really happy to get an interview with her. I got an interview with Corey Bradford, my buddy Corey. I got an interview with Ty Howard. I also was able to snag an interview with Lamar Darnell Shields. His wife, she's a comedian, Michelle. I believe that's her name. Yeah, it's Michelle. You've probably seen her on BET time and time again when they have these, like, countdown shows. She's got dreadlocks. Beautiful, beautiful sister. I didn't see her at the event this year. She was there last year. But I got some really good footage of them. And as I mentioned right after today's show, I'm going to upload some of those videos and some of those interviews so everybody can see those. So this was all kind of during the lunch. I did my workshop. And then after the second workshop, it was probably, like, 2 o'clock-ish, they broke into sessions based on gender. So all the girls went to one room and all the guys went to another. But at this point, Jeff Johnson showed up. So Jeff Johnson, you know, we all know him from Cousin Jeff, the Cousin Jeff Chronicles from BET. And also, I see him doing a lot of guest commentary, a lot of commenting and stuff like that on MSNBC. Y'all know I'm an MSNBC junkie. And so he showed up, and then, of course, we had Neo. And when Neo showed up, oh, my goodness, the girls just went bananas. You know, he's one of those little teen heartthrobs, which was really, really cute to have Neo come on out. And so I actually snagged an interview. It was a very brief one. Because he was being ushered away, which is understandably so. But I got an interview with Neo, very short one, so I'll be uploading that one as well. But it was really cool that I got a chance to kind of talk with him and ask him why it's important, because he's actually not that far removed from the age of the young people that were attending this conference. So I snuck in and I listened to some of what the guys were talking about, because I guess as a speaker, I kind of got access to everywhere. But I listened a lot to what the young men were talking about, but I didn't stay terribly, terribly long, because it was a session definitely designed for young men and issues that affect men of color and black men. And my husband sat in on that and sat in on the town hall meeting, and that's when he kind of said, Saida, I really need to do a little bit more with these young men and these young people. So we did that, and I went in on the girls' session, and the girls are asking serious questions. Pastor Montan, this is probably good for you. Do you know some of the girls actually asked, how do we talk to our parents about sex? I couldn't believe it. They were like, well, if you don't have a good relationship with your mother, how do you talk to her about sex, or how do you talk to your parents about sex? So these kids, if you ever have access to talk to young people, please, really talk to young people, because they're asking some pretty deep questions. They're asking some stuff that, you know, that you may not necessarily be prepared to answer. But the answers were honest. We had Mrs. Marilyn. She's married, so it was not like Miss Marilyn. It was Mrs. Marilyn. Her name is Miss A. She was one of the panelists, and it was nice. Just a room full of young women. True just asked, did you take the babies? My younger son went, my 15-year-old, and he huffed and puffed the whole time going, and we made him wear a shirt and tie because it was that type of an event. You know, you had to dress up. I don't want to wear shoes. I don't want to wear this. But you know something? I have to say, and I say this to all parents, if you put in the legwork and can get past them mumbling and grumbling under their breath, my son was a rock star. I told him yesterday at lunch, right after lunch, I was so incredibly proud of him. We sat at the table with the speakers and the sponsor. You know, one of the lead sponsors that's paying for the whole event, she sat at my table. Matter of fact, she sat right next to me, and she told me, she said, your son is such a darling. He's just so adorable and so well-mannered. And I could have, you know, that's the stuff that makes any parents so happy, because, you know, I'm always talking to my kids that mumbling and grumbling and slamming doors and this and that. So I was, and I told my son yesterday, I said, I am so incredibly proud of you. I shared this with him after lunch, and he's like, can I get $10? And then, you know, I broke down and said, yeah, and my husband got pissed. It's like, what are you doing? But I was just very, very proud of him. I'm so upset. I did not get a chance to meet up with Vernon while we were down there. Yesterday, he called me. I called him back. I ended up speaking with his wife. He called me. I called back and then got voicemail, and we played phone tag. And I'm very upset because I wanted to see him and spend time with him while I was there, and I didn't get an opportunity to. But I invited Vernon, but I forgot he's got little babies. He doesn't even have any that are of age. So we just at least wanted to put a face with a name and be able to connect with him, but unfortunately we weren't able to do that while we were there. True said, is that before or after the threats you gave your son? That was actually after, because I almost put him out on the New Jersey Turnpike while we were driving down there. He mumbled, I don't know why I got to go with you and Daddy. Y'all always dragging me. I'm 15. I can stay home by myself. I literally jammed on the brakes in the middle of the highway and was getting ready to pull over to the side of the car because, you know, I believe in letting them express themselves, but he was taking it to the head. So when I jammed on my brakes, that's when my husband jumped in the conversation. He's like, all right, enough is enough. You're going. No more conversation, and this conversation is now over. And then that's when he put his earphones on or whatever and went to sleep for the rest of the trip. But, you know, he was very, very, very well behaved. You know, he mumbled and grumbled a little bit, but this is a situation when good peer pressure comes in, because all of the kids there were 15, 16, 17. I don't even think there were that many 18-year-olds. I mean, prime teenagers, that 13 to 17. But these kids were about their business. You know, I asked them, where are they going to school? Someone said, I want to be a biophysicist and I want to go into sports medicine. I mean, these kids were on point. So I think it put a little pressure on him that he needs to become a little bit more focused, because these kids were on point with it. They're like, look, this is what I'm here to do. I need you to give me some information that can help me. And then even after both of the workshops that I facilitated, the kids came up to me with, like, hitting questions. Listen, I'm very interested in an internship. Do you have any contacts that you can help, you know, help me get an internship? I mean, these kids were on their grind and they were really on point with it. So, I mean, they were doing their thing. they were really on point with it. So, in a situation like that, I believe it was a little peer pressure on his part that he had to stand up straight, because now he's going to look like the oddball out. And nobody wants to look like the oddball out. He's the one that was actually looking like the oddball out this weekend. So he had to wisen up. He had to stand up straight, and he had to look like he had some sense and sensibility about himself. You know, help me with my books. Help me hang up my posters. Help me, you know, when I'm shaking hands. A lot of people wanted to take pictures with me. So, you know, helping me do that, facilitate that. So he really, I have to say, when the rubber met the road, he really stood up to the call. So I have no grumblings and no complainings about that. And, you know, of course, my husband was definitely on point. And he put he had on a shirt and tie, and he told me, oh, some of the ladies were flirting with me. I said, oh, my goodness gracious, be quiet. He said, you're always up on stage talking. You don't know. They could have been flirting with me. I said, oh, please, we've been together for too many years. I'm not threatened. Don't worry. I'm not threatened. Relax. But it was good. Truth is, obviously, someone is grooming them. Well, yeah, and so you know what happens at these type of events? You're dealing with the best of the best. Because if you really think about what's going on with the young people that's in Baltimore, their graduation rate is very low, the statistics are not very good. So my experience this weekend, I was probably looking at the cream of the crop of the young people in Baltimore, and you know, and then you're dealing with a congressman, so I'm sure they're vetted to a certain degree as well. I'm sure they didn't just go into a school and say, do you want to come? Because last year there were only 100, maybe, a little over 200, let's just say 250. When I found out that there were over 600 kids and they had to turn 1,000 away, I was like, whoa, that's bugged out that, you know, there's so many kids. But what it really shows is that there's a need. What it really shows is that there's a need for programs for young people. It really shows that there's a gap in mentors. There's a gap in leadership, and there's such a vast need for particularly black men to stand up. I did see one fraternity. I don't know one fraternity from the other, so I don't want to disrespect any of the other fraternities, but I know they had their hands turned out and they took a picture with Congressman Cummings. But there were fraternities there. There were women there. I mean, it was just a nice event. But I want to get back a little bit to the session with the guys. When I was listening to the session with the guys, after everybody got over the shock that Neo was there and he was there supporting, you would be surprised at all of the stuff that young people have to say. Oh, wait a minute. Somebody just hit me up. Hey, what's up, Spike? And hey, Mass Appeal Radio. What's up, everybody? Oh, yeah, okay, good. I'm just reading some of the stuff in the chat room. That's funny. I go back and listen to these shows, you know, just to, you know, I go back to listen to my own show. And it's funny because I'll hear the show how I'm in the middle of something, and then I'll just stop to say hey to people in the chat room, but it's all good. It's all good. Dropping Seed said he'll be right back. It's okay. We'll be here when you get back. I have a little bit of a shortened show today just because I'm swamped and I've been out of commission. I missed you guys on Friday, but you knew what I was doing, and I missed you yesterday, so I'm a little busy too, but I want to make sure I don't miss our connection and our opportunity to hang out with each other every single day. So, yeah, I did shorten the show just a smidgen, but it just for today. Just, you know, didn't want to miss any information. Wanted to let everybody know what happened this weekend while I was down in Baltimore. And Vernon, I hope you listen to the archives. I'm so sorry we didn't connect, but we'll connect really, really soon. We're not that far apart. Let me read a couple more things that are in the chat room before we Truth says ditto. Yeah. Mass Appeal Radio, thank you so much for checking us out. Oh, I love your logo. I love it. I'm looking at it in the chat room. Thank you so much for hanging out with me today. I did have other things to share with you just about politics, but what I'll do is I'll blog about it. So just log on to cybrown.com and just read the blog, because I talked so much about what happened this weekend with Congressman Cummings, but I'm going to upload the rest of the video soon as I get off the air, and I'll just blog about all of the things I want to talk about, because I don't know if you heard today, the state of California is preparing to eliminate 10,000 jobs. And I know True is out in California. I just know it's really going to affect a lot of city services and stuff like that. And that's as of 11 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. So as of an hour and a half ago, the press release was sent out. I don't know if it's official yet, but the press release was sent out that California prepares to eliminate 10,000 jobs today. So I will be blogging about that on cybrown.com, and I will be blogging about it on politicsremix.com. So, yeah, I know we talk politics, but that's 20,000? Oh, my goodness, I just looked in the chat room. True, who listens every single day, said it's 20,000. Oh, my goodness. Well, I'm doing my research on it now because I'm getting ready to write a blog post, because we need prayer. And people who are losing their jobs and their homes need some type of support. Spike put, yeah, that's crazy. It is. We're down to the last minute of the show, just because I have so much to do today and I didn't want to miss you guys. But, yeah, True, if there's anything that you see, just shoot me a link via email. You have my email address, because I really want to write about this and come up with some ways in my own heart and in my own spirit how to help these people cope. Mass Appeal Radio is saying the same may happen in Kansas. Wow, this is heartbreaking. Mass Appeal Radio, I hope you join us again on the show. Meanwhile, they need people to work for the unemployment department. Yeah, they do, but before we run out of time, remember that we shall pass this world but once. Any good, therefore, that we can do, or any kindness that we can show to any human being, let us do it now. Let us not defer or neglect it, for we shall not pass this way again. I'll see you all tomorrow. Bye-bye.